Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Oops, I Became a Manager. Managing the Veterinary Hospital Team by Finding Unicorns by Amy Newfield is a practical, clinic-grounded guide for veterinary professionals who find themselves promoted into leadership without formal management training. Framed as part of the Oops Management series, the book focuses on the real-world challenges of running a veterinary hospital team, where compassion fatigue, high workloads, and emotionally charged client interactions can strain culture and performance. Newfield emphasizes that great teams are built intentionally, not by luck, and she uses the playful idea of finding unicorns to represent recruiting and developing standout people who fit the practice values. The book addresses day-to-day leadership realities such as communication, accountability, delegation, and navigating conflict while protecting patient care and staff well-being. It is written for managers who need clear direction, repeatable tools, and a mindset shift from being a top individual contributor to becoming a leader who builds systems and helps others succeed. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, stepping into leadership without a roadmap, a central theme is the abrupt transition many veterinary professionals experience when they are promoted based on clinical excellence rather than leadership preparation. The book focuses on what changes when you become the manager. Success is no longer measured by how much you personally accomplish, but by how well the team performs together. It explores the mindset shift from fixer to coach and from doing to directing. In a veterinary hospital, the manager must juggle patient flow, client expectations, medical standards, and employee needs, often in the same hour. But guidance highlights how to create structure in that chaos by defining responsibilities, setting priorities, and making decisions consistently. It also addresses the emotional side of stepping into authority among peers, where relationships can become complicated and boundaries must be reset. By treating management as a learnable skill set, the book encourages new leaders to build confidence through routines, clear communication, and intentional problem solving. The point is not to become a perfect boss overnight, but to develop a stable leadership presence that reduces uncertainty for the team and protects the quality of care. Secondly, finding unicorns through smart hiring and culture fit, the unicorn idea points to hiring and developing people who are technically capable, aligned with the hospital values, and committed to teamwork. The book emphasizes that veterinary hospitals cannot hire their way out of dysfunction if the process is inconsistent or driven by desperation. Instead, it encourages managers to clarify what the practice truly needs, then translate those needs into concrete job expectations and interview criteria. Culture fit is treated as behavior-based alignment, not vague personality preference. A strong candidate should demonstrate reliability, communication habits, and respect for protocols in addition to clinical competence. The discussion also highlights how managers can unintentionally attract the wrong hires when the workplace lacks clear standards or when onboarding is rushed. Building a unicorn team requires a repeatable pipeline, defining roles, screening effectively, checking references, and setting a structured onboarding plan so new hires can succeed quickly. By focusing on fit, expectations, and early support, the manager improves retention, reduces the cost of turnover, and stabilizes the hospital environment. Over time, better hiring decisions create momentum because high performers attract other high performers and strengthen the culture. Thirdly, communication systems that prevent constant firefighting. Veterinary hospitals rely on rapid coordination across doctors, technicians, assistants, reception, and leadership, and small miscommunications can escalate into medical errors, client frustration, or team conflict. The book prioritizes building simple communication systems that make the right actions easier to repeat. It points managers toward clear expectations for handoffs, task ownership, and how information flows during busy shifts. Regular huddles, consistent updates, and shared definitions of urgency help teams avoid last-minute surprises. Another important element is managerial clarity. Staff cannot execute what they do not understand, and vague instructions lead to repeated interruptions and rework. The book encourages leaders to communicate decisions, the reasons behind priorities, and what done looks like. It also highlights the importance of listening skills, especially in environments where stress is high and emotions run hot. When communication becomes a reliable system rather than an occasional effort, teams spend less energy guessing and more energy caring for patients. The result is fewer preventable crises, more consistent client experiences, and a calmer workplace where people know what to do and who to ask. Fourthly, accountability and boundaries that protect standards of care. A veterinary hospital manager must balance empathy for overworked staff with the responsibility to maintain standards. The book treats accountability as a form of respect for the team and the patients, not as punishment. It encourages managers to set clear rules for performance, attendance, and workflow, and to address problems early before resentment spreads. That includes documenting expectations, giving specific feedback, and following through on consequences when patterns continue. Boundaries are presented as essential for preventing burnout and enabling fairness. If one person is allowed to skip protocols or treat clients poorly, the whole team pays the price through extra work and emotional strain. The guidance also underscores that accountability should be consistent across roles, including high performers who may be technically strong but disruptive. Managers are encouraged to separate behavior from identity and to focus on observable actions and impact. When accountability is applied predictably, staff feel safer because the workplace becomes more stable and equitable. This stability supports better medical outcomes and reduces turnover because employees can trust that leadership will handle issues rather than allowing them to fester. Lastly, coaching, motivation, and retention in a high-stress profession. Retaining a veterinary team requires more than competitive pay because the work involves emotional labor, heavy caseloads, and frequent exposure to grief and conflict. The book emphasizes that managers can reduce burnout by creating a supportive environment where staff feel seen, trained, and appreciated. Coaching is treated as an ongoing process, setting goals, offering regular feedback, and providing opportunities to build skills. This helps employees progress from surviving the day to developing a career path within the hospital. The book also highlights practical motivation drivers such as autonomy, mastery, and a sense of purpose, which are especially relevant in mission-driven professions. A manager who delegates appropriately and recognizes effort can strengthen engagement without relying on constant crisis management. The approach also includes identifying what is draining morale, such as unclear policies, inconsistent scheduling, or unresolved conflict, and then addressing those root causes. Retention improves when people trust that leadership will advocate for reasonable workloads, fair treatment, and professional growth. By investing in development and well-being, the manager builds a healthier culture where the best staff want to stay and new hires are more likely to thrive. In conclusion, this book is best suited for new or accidental managers in veterinary hospitals, including lead technicians, practice managers, and veterinarians who suddenly oversee people while still juggling clinical demands. It will also help owners who want a clearer, more repeatable way to build a strong team culture rather than depending on a few heroic employees. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and immediate: better hiring choices, clearer communication, and stronger accountability, reduce daily stress, lower turnover, and improve the quality of patient care. As leadership becomes more structured, managers can reclaim time, make decisions with more confidence, and create a workplace where staff feel supported instead of constantly overwhelmed. Compared to broader management books, its value is the focused context of a veterinary hospital, where emotional intensity, client dynamics, and fast-paced medical operations create unique leadership challenges. The Unicorn Framework adds an accessible way to think about team building as a deliberate process. For readers seeking tools that translate directly into better shifts, steadier culture, and sustainable performance, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Amy Newfield, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.